A cooperation agreement among the Government of Jamaica, China Development Bank, and Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, JESCO, was recently signed, signaling the start of operations at Alumina Partners of Jamaica, Alpart. On July 19, 2016, Russian mining conglomerate UC Rusal finalized a private commercial transaction with China's JISCO for the sale of Alpart for $300 million. Operations at the bauxite plant, one of Jamaica's largest, have significantly been scaled down since 2009. This transaction holds great potential for the development, revival, and expansion of the mining sector and other related value-added industries, including aluminium, limestone, and cement. The China Development Bank provided the funding for the acquisition as well as an additional $200 million for upgrading of the plant. The project is expected to generate up to $3 billion of investments over the next 5 years. JISCO's chairman, Chen Shengming, says despite the challenges, the company will be making every effort to modernize the Alpart bauxite plant. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Chen Ming said the efforts at upgrading and improving Alpart will also need strong support from the Jamaican government.
Alpart is an old plant. Compared with other refineries, it has a very high operational cost. We face a lot of challenges because of the limitations in energy choice and the quality of bauxite. But JISCO will make all-out efforts to upgrade and modernize this plant in order to run it in the long term.
JISCO has committed to putting measures in place to ensure the sustainability of operations at Alpart. Mr. Chen Shunming said the company will make every effort to modernize the St. Elizabeth-based plant in order to have it operating for years to come. Seeking to dispel concerns about the project's sustainability, Mr. Chen Ming said his company will be utilizing advanced power generation technology and alumina processing techniques developed in China. He also promised to use environmentally friendly methods in the plant's operations.
JISCO will create hundreds of local jobs. It will also bring along the economic growth in the local community. The industrial zone or park around this area will also bring enormous opportunities for communities, business communities in Jamaica and in the local area.
Mr. Chen Ming says work to upgrade the plant and establish a special economic zone in the area will require the joint effort of JISCO and Alpart staff. Noting that the economic zone will also result in local business opportunities, he says it will create hundreds of jobs and contribute to economic development. Mining Minister Mike Henry said the visit is indicative of the importance of the project to upgrade Alpart and contribute to the development of surrounding communities.
This is called the Framework Cooperation Agreement between the Government of Jamaica and JISCO and the China Development Bank, whom I welcome once again. And as the implementation of the process continues, we will have three more agreements to sign: the Establishment Agreement, the Fiscal Agreement, and the Agency Agreement.
Minister Henry says it's also an indication of the continued support of infrastructural development projects being undertaken by Jamaica through assistance from the Chinese government. Minister Henry also expressed confidence in the reliability of the partners, noting that they are serious about the growth of the Jamaican economy. Speaking through an interpreter, Chairman of the China Development Bank, Dr. Hu Huai Bang, said Jamaica is one of the institution's priority partners in the Caribbean region.
CDB is optimistic about the economic prospects of Jamaica. I hope that the Alpart project that we have supported together will be a new starting point for us as we seek to expand our cooperation and pursue mutually beneficial development in the future.
The Chinese delegation met with members of the cabinet ahead of the signing ceremony, with discussions being led by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, who was in charge of the government, while Prime Minister Andrew Holness was in New York for the United Nations 71st General Assembly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.